This is an extra track from USA Chat, December 27, 2022. This track consists of several tracks that people asked questions and Sat answered or made comments. There are several personal experiences that people shared during this chat that is not included in this track.
I wanted to share that my husband and I just came back from a long trip. And prior to this trip, I was concerned about being far away for a long time in a location with limited internet and phone access in case my mom's condition changed and I couldn't be reached easily or I couldn't travel back fast enough. I shared my concern with you, and with your blessing and encouragement, I went on this trip and really felt good about my decision. And as it turned out, my mom continued doing well. My sisters and daughters were available if needed. And my husband and I really enjoyed our trip. This was a good example of how believing that I was needed and wanting to be somebody has chained me to my ego and has influenced my happiness for most of my life. At least now, with your teachings and tools that you have offered us, I'm able to identify these chains and try to break away from them. In fact, following your teachings is a new way of living for me. Thank you for showing me how life can be joyful. Mm-hmm. And I just don't have anything to offer in return for all you have done for me, except to share joyful moments of my life that you have brought to me and give me my sincere love and devotion. Thank you, Sat. I love you.
Thank you. The key word that you say is identifying. It is so amazing that all of us cannot identify the cause of our pain. Where before, we just thought that these are just the normal happening. And we didn't know where the source of it was and who ourself is. And it was just like being in a jungle without any light. Now I hear it daily from every one of you that I identify now. I identify the character that has built this ego self. And I see it. Just seeing it is enough to be able to disidentify with it. And that is, like you said, new way of life, where we can handle things in a different light than we did before, that we do have a torch in our hand, that the darkness doesn't scare us because we are bringing the light to it, the light of wisdom and the light of love.
Sajun, today I was listening and contemplating on the article of the story of the child on the way back home. And if you allow me, I'm going to read a couple of lines before I ask my question.
Yeah, go ahead.
Yeah, it's about the boss. You say, until we realize that all of this obedience, reaction, acceptance, and beliefs do not have any base or do much good, we continue to obey them. Once a person realizes that the mind is not enough and the one that obeys it is not enough and it is too limited, the expansion starts. As long as we have not accepted that the mind is no longer enough, we have not begun our journey. I was contemplating, Sadrun, on the word enough. I have some ideas, but I wanted you to please explain a little more about enough. Thank you.
Well, every heart wants to be happy, at least content, which is even better, more lasting. But we turn to the mind for a solution to remove our unhappiness. We get to the point of dead end, where we see clearly that the mind is not capable of removing unhappiness because it is the cause of unhappiness. Now, what is this mind I'm talking about? It's not the mind itself, it's the thoughts that we accepted and we obeyed. And who obeyed it? The entity that was built on the beliefs. And so now, with the knowledge that we have, we find out that the mind is not enough, and we also have found out that the mind is the thoughts are the cause of our discomfort. And another point is that we have learned not only the quality of this belief system, but also a tool to identify it and let it go. So that is obedience to what is not enough. That each soul has it until they find out there is a way out.
So Sadrun, is this like the yearning that we have for freedom, because whatever it is not enough, right?
Absolutely, absolutely. Why would you go for freedom if you felt already free?
Thank you.
Hi, Sat. This is Adrian.
Hi, Adrian.
Hi. I was able to connect with somebody over these holidays that I haven't been able to connect with for several years. And at first, she had a very negative attitude about Christianity, to the point where she was making kind of perverse jokes about things. I talked to her about it, and finally she blurted out, "No one ever told me that God is inside of me." And I couldn't believe that came out of her mouth. And I just was like, oh my gosh, that's so amazing. And it's so true. So I just wanted to share that with you, because there's so many people that need to hear that. And then the second thing was, one of your teachings, I was able to just share at the right moment with her when something happened, and she said, oh, the universe must be trying to teach me a lesson or something. And I said, well, you know, who knows? We don't really know anything, do we? And she said, yeah, I guess not. And I was so happy that I could connect with her with something that I learned from you.
Yeah, I'm glad that this meeting happened between you and your friend. I'm sure she needed it. And when people start feeling rebellions toward the religion, you can be sure that they are ready for the truth. Because just like the mind, the religion is not enough for them. The way it's presented, they want the essence of the religion. They want to hear something that gives them expansion, not take away their freedom. And those are the ones, when they are fed up with ordinary way of preaching, that they really, what they are saying is, I'm frustrated and I didn't get it from the source that I thought I would get it. Is there anybody to feed me? And then you arrive and you feed her even few sentences of the essence of Christianity. And she says, yeah, that that resonate with my heart, in my heart. And this is what I mean by holding a torch of truth and light. It's not that we are against any religion. God knows I respect every prophet, perhaps even more than those that start a war for them. But at the same time, as our understanding expands and we see the result of this expansion, we begin to have this aura around us that those that are thirsty for the real, real essence, they find us. They might not be more than handful, but that's enough. So that was beautiful. Thank you for sharing.
Thank you, Sat. And I just want to say it was a family member, so it was even more impactful for Marlene.
Yes, absolutely. And I'm glad that you shared your true understanding with her. And I'm sure it will stay with her and she'll find her way.
That's right. Few people pointed about I'm nobody or I don't know anything. I just want to share a small realization that I had this week about that, because this is the practice that I've been doing for a long time, and it's been really, really effective for me in many situations. And I want to confirm this realization with you to see if that's correct or not. When I'm reminded of this, I'm nobody and I don't know anything, I realize that I, in this statement, is not the ego I that is saying that, me or mine. I is basically the inner I, the inner self that is declaring that or announcing that. And by acknowledging or declaring that, the self or my being immediately pulls me in when this is reminded. And that's what it needs to be done. And it supports it, basically, if I do it with all my heart. So I just want to see if that was correct or not.
No, I don't know anything is the ego admitting, finally. And that is such a new concept for ego that thinks that knows everything and is somebody. It is all about the ego. The ego finally realized that by letting go of knowing and the body identification, that will be sucked into the source. So it's not the source that pronounced that, because the source has no need to do that. Happy New Year to all of you. And when I say new year, means new every moment when we don't go with our memory and repetition of our reaction. That's our new year. So let's watch our old reaction and old way of thinking and remember that we want it new, and letting him go. Namaste to all of you.